Snap to Peyton, looks right, throws right. He's got Welker. Welker at the five. Welker into the end zone. Denver touchdown. Holiday from 6 yards deep in the end zone will bring it out. Holiday over the 20, 25. Look out. Here we go. 30, 35. Put in Holiday down the east sideline. Steps out of a tackle. 30, 25. You're not going to catch him. Trendon Holiday to the house. Quick throw right side. He wants Demaryius Thomas. Thomas with the catch, and Denver has a touchdown. Perfectly thrown fade route from a yard out.
Hey, way to work, man. Congrats. Hey, what's better than 3 in a row? 4 in a row.
Four games in, Broncos are 4-0. My goodness, that happened quickly. With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. This is the Elway Access presented by U.S. Bank. Flex perks on DenverBroncos.com. Broncos roll past the Eagles 52-20 Sunday at a very loud Sports Authority Field at Mile High. Gorgeous day, great day for football. You saw special teams touchdowns from Trendon Holiday, Stephen Johnson. And you saw Peyton Manning and the offense continue to kind of oil up this offensive machine that is really becoming fun to watch. And I think right now, John, they want to say they want to play their best football later on in the year. But they're blowing away records. They're blowing out opponents by an average of 22 points. What did they not do well that they're going to work on this week when they start getting ready for Dallas? How do you look at it when they beat a team by that much, are averaging a margin of victory by that much, even though there are contributions from other places? Does that just help and point to the focus that they want to, like Coach Gase last week, who said, I'm thinking about the one play call where Peyton got sacked?
Well, I mean, that's how you stay positive and you get better. Obviously, when you're scoring 52 points like we did yesterday or Sunday, that and then the weeks before, scoring has not been difficult for us. And so I think, but the thing is, I said last week, anytime you go through the film is never as good as you think it is, and it's never as bad as you think it is. And so there's always room for improvement. Obviously, it's exciting to be able to score 52 points. Now you got to look at it. You know, 14 of those were on special teams. You know, so offensively, only scored 38.
Well below their average.
Right, but and it's exciting to be 4-0 and to get through the first quarter of the season. But I think that obviously for us to stay focused and, to continue to try to get better and use ourselves as the challenge. Now, we've had 3 out of 4 games at home, too, to open
the
season, too. So that's also a big help. And we're going to run into bumps on the road. We're going to run into weather. We're going to run into crowd noise. We're going to run into days to where things aren't bouncing our way. They have been so far. But as you said, we want that to happen later in the year. But I think the mentality of the way we go about our business will continue, hopefully, for us to play the way we're playing.
Second and third quarter scoring drives, 80 yards, 80 yards, 80 yards. Just clockwork. Just Peyton Manning and the offense going right down the field. When you're watching that, how does that just – crush an opposing defense when they're trying to hang in there and hang in there, and it's just 3 series in a row Manning's going 80 yards on you?
Well, I mean, that's obviously frustrating for a defense, but I think it's a lot of the credit goes to the offensive side. Peyton's obviously, as hot and playing as well as any quarterback's ever played to start a season off. But also, you look at the guys around him, that offensive line is playing very well, giving him time to throw the football, and then the receivers, whoever it may be, he's got his choice, and they're all getting open for him. And again, you get back to what Peyton's specialty is, and that's making decisions and delivering the ball on target. So, that it's a good combination. Again, as I said, though, the special teams have been playing well too. And so, I mean, we had touched the ball one time; we're up 14-3. So that's always nice too. And I think it's just a matter of getting in that rhythm. But anytime we look at it, if we can continue to, when we get on and take advantage of the drives that we do have, we have the weapons to do that, and we just have to continue to get better. It's exciting to be where we are, and as I've said, we have to enjoy this, but we can't get giddy about it. When we looked at the schedule, we were hoping that we'd be here, and hopefully expected to be 4-0, and that's where we are.
What impresses you more, the touchdowns or the 0 interceptions? Because what comes with 0 interceptions is not putting your defense in a bad spot without Champ Bailey, without Von Miller, winning the field battle, and then eventually leading to those touchdowns. 4 games, no picks.
Well, and I think there's a lot to that, too. I mean, there's, a lot of times quarterbacks have balls that get tipped at the line of scrimmage. And so, that's what happens when you're on a good roll. Balls aren't getting tipped, balls aren't getting put up in the air, and therefore, you're not having the interceptions. And so I think it's a combination of both. Anytime you throw 16 touchdown pass in the first four games is very impressive. But, you know, you got to give those guys credit, too, and the fact of what they're doing after they catch the ball, they're getting it in the end zone. So, you know, it's a great combination. It's a lot of fun to watch. I'm happy for Peyton because I can see that he is very comfortable in what he's doing, feels good about the arm and his recovery, and, you know, he's back full speed. And, you know, if you look at his numbers, it's the best start he's ever had.
Yeah, but no one's going to get giddy because you're right. It is fun, but no one's going to get giddy. We could talk about Peyton for the whole show, but we're not going to. We got two more segments left. Going to talk about exactly what Trinan Holiday and Steven Johnson, other guys that are contributing to these wins and helping this team get to 4-0 and look ahead towards Dallas. With two segments left with John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. And this is Elway Access presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks on DenverBroncos.com.
Broncos win! I'm flying out to see the next Broncos road game.
How did you score airline tickets?
Easy! I redeemed the flex points I earned with my Flex Perks travel rewards card.
Isn't that the card where 20,000 flex points equals a free flight up to $400?
Exactly! You should get the card too. Just visit a U.S. Bank branch and apply today.
Wow, I'm there!
The creditor and issuer of the Flex Perks travel rewards Visa card is U.S. Bank National Association, pursuant to a license from Visa USA, Inc.
Hey, Peyton Manning here.
Eli Manning here for this season's NFL Sunday Ticket only on DirecTV, where every game, every Sunday is included at no extra charge.
Cable can't do that. Only DirecTV gives you all the entertainment you could possibly want. Call 1-800-DIRECTV to switch or visit DirecTV.com today. Right, Eli?
Right, bro.
Requires 24-month agreements and choice package or above. Offer ends 11/26/13. Includes out-of-market games. Only new approved customers. Only 2014 NFL Sunday Ticket renews at full price. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
Hand off to Knowshon Moreno, left side. Knowshon runs to the goal line, and Knowshon Moreno with a Denver touchdown. Vic drops a throw, pressure on him. Phillips has him and spins him to the turf. Pressure on him now. He avoids one but can't avoid another, and down he goes back at the 29. That's Derek Wolfe. Welker in the backfield to the end zone. Welker with a touchdown reception of 4 yards. You could see it coming. You just couldn't do anything about it.
Broncos shut out the Eagles coming out of halftime 21-0 and again wind up winning week four and defending home field 52-20 with John Elway. I'm Chris Hall, Elway Access Podcast presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks. So much was made last week, John, about Chip Kelly and his brand new offense and an unfamiliar team and short week and the altitude and they're going to run and all this. And it was supposed to be a shootout. Well, it didn't really turn into one with the Eagles getting some of their points, that touchdown later on in the fourth quarter when the game was kind of out of reach. But what did you like? I think LeSean McCoy did get off a little bit in the first half, and then like he kind of felt that altitude, and he got spelled a little bit here and there. But again, defense coming out and finding out a way to get through these weeks when Champ Bailey was inactive again and everyone's still waiting for Von Miller to get back.
Well, I think if you look at it, it's always tough to adjust to a new system. And obviously what Philadelphia is doing and Chip's doing, it's a new philosophy of the NFL. And at the speed that they go makes it difficult on the defense. I think the first thing that, you know, that when you look at what we did defensively is we did get off to a slow start, but we didn't let them in the end zone. Kicked two field goals when they got down there. And plus, they were on the field a long, long time because we scored the first drive we had it. And then had the kickoff return, and so the defense was back out there. So they were out there for a tremendous amount of time and got tired. And I think when they get tired, you're going to see some things happen that happened to us in that second quarter, especially when they had, I think, 270-some yards in total offense that first half. And so we were able to regroup at halftime and get them off the field, and defense played much better the second half and made some adjustments at halftime, started fitting the run a little bit better than we were. And then the secondary did a great job in coverage when they got behind, had to throw the ball. The secondary did a good job in coverage, and we were able to get there for a couple, three sacks, I believe, in the second half.
DRC playing against his old team, I mean, he's really showing why you guys took the effort and the time to go out and get him last March.
He's a very talented one-on-one cover guy. He's probably as talented as there is in the league. And, anytime you add that to him getting a chance to play against his old teammates, he had a tremendous game. And he's been playing great for us. We're thrilled with where he is and just continues to get, better and better. And, if you ever need a lockdown corner, and DRC is one of those lockdown corners.
You get a punt block. Steven Johnson, not only does he block the punt, scoop and score, kind of the hat trick there, which is great. Kid who's been working here for a long time and is getting his chance to show Jeff Rogers that he can be in there and contribute there. And also Trindon Holliday, again, going 106 yards. Does it still surprise you when he caught it? You're like, oh, no. Oh, he's going.
You know, it's amazing. We were talking about that and how the rules have changed with, obviously, with the kickoff now to 35-yard line and not many kickoffs getting returned. And now any time it doesn't go out of the back of the end zone, everybody's bringing it out. Where in the old days, it was like if it's in the end zone or 2 or 3 yards deep, put it, you know, kneel down on it, we'll take it on the 20. So now it's like if it's in the end zone, we'll bring it out. And I think when you look at Trindon and the speed inside, you know, his speed is tremendous. If you get him in some space, as we saw in that return, he can do great things with it. And, you know, he's been tremendous since we got him on waivers from Houston, you know, a year ago. You know, you look at the number of 6 touchdowns I believe he's had on returns, and just another guy that's electric, that you get the ball in his hands in space, he's got a chance to go the whole way.
You guys find yourself standing up. Oh, there he goes.
It's exciting. Oh, yeah. It's exciting to watch him, and especially when he does get in some space. He's got a chance to go to the house every time.
Plays like that will get a home crowd fired up, but they could also just absolutely deflate an opposing team's crowd. Could use one of those next week in Dallas. We'll talk about that matchup next. This is the Elway Access Podcast on DenverBroncos.com.
Broncos win! I'm flying out to see the next Broncos road game.
How did you score airline tickets?
Easy! I redeemed the flex points I earned with my Flex Perks Travel Rewards card.
Isn't that the card where 20,000 flex points equals a free flight up to $400?
Exactly! You should get the card too. Just visit a U.S. Bank branch and apply today.
Wow, I'm there!
The creditor and issuer of the Flex Perks Travel Rewards Visa card is U.S. Bank National Association, pursuant to a license from Visa USA, Inc.
Hey, Peyton Manning here.
Eli Manning here for this season's NFL Sunday Ticket only on DirecTV, where every game, every Sunday is included at no extra charge.
Cable can't do that. Only DirecTV gives you all the entertainment you could possibly want. Call 1-800-DIRECTV to switch or visit DirecTV.com today. Right, Eli?
Right, bro.
Requires 24-month agreements and choice package or above. Offer ends 11/26/13. Includes out-of-market games. Only new approved customers. Only 2014 NFL Sunday Ticket renews at full price. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
So the Broncos will see their record move to 4-0, and they've got an important date on the road coming up a week from today at AT&T Stadium in Dallas against the Cowboys.
What's better than 4 in a row?
5 in a row!
Here we go. Broncos on 3. 1, 2, 3.
Broncos!
For the first time in nearly 2 years, the Broncos will fly out on a Saturday for a Sunday game on the road. And week 5 takes the Broncos to Dallas, where they are 2-2. Broncos 4-0 going in there. Every actually undefeated team in the NFL will go on the road this week. And I know, John, when you go in there, it's the third NFC East team of the season, the second one in a row. Again, Broncos have more time to get ready for this game than they had last week. But again, just chipping on through the NFC's portion of the schedule.
Yeah, and I think that, it'll be a good test for us. Having only been on the road one time against the Giants, second week too, that, we'll be back on the road. It'll be a place that's loud and not a place that the Cowboys have had a tremendous amount of success, and I think they're 500 since they've opened the building. But knowing that the Cowboys will be coming home after a loss in San Diego to where they were up at halftime, to know that we're going to have to be ready to play by the time we get there.
Is it easy enough to tune out the giant television and everything that comes with that stadium when you're looking at DeMarco Murray and you're looking at Dez Bryant and you're looking at DeMarcus Ware and you're looking at Tony Romo and you know what they're trying to do? They want to win at home. You talk about the Broncos getting that done. Can you tune out all the rest when you're focusing on unfamiliar opponents that you're getting ready for?
Yeah, I think so. As a player, you're down there on the field and then the game's going on. So now that feels a little bit different because of where they have the boards. Obviously, the boards right above on each side, and the second largest TVs in the league. So it is a little bit at times. Difficult to get, especially sitting upstairs, it's difficult to get your eyes past that TV that HD because it's so large. But I think as a player, we'll be fine and be able to keep focused on the game and realize, everyone realizes where we are and that we have a long way to go, but we have another chance to go and, to get better against the Dallas Cowboy team. That's a pretty good football team.
Do you think that no Sean Moreno, Ronnie Hillman, Monte Ball collectively in the run game to sustain this over 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 more weeks the rest of the season. You can't just rely on Peyton to throw it as much as he has been, especially when you go on the road. You a little more balanced maybe when you do go on the road?
Yeah, and I think we're you know, going to continue to work on balance. I think it's something that if we can get the balance, it's going to make it even that much more successful in the passing game. And so, you know, I think we got better last week. We ran the ball pretty well against the Eagles last week, and the backs are getting more comfortable. Those young guys, Hillman, you know, Noshon's having a very good year. Ronnie Hillman and Monte Ball are so young that they're getting more experience, and they get better each week. And so we think that hopefully that's something that you get more balance in. We're going to need, especially when we get later in the year. You know, and especially with the way that, you know, if we run into some weather or whatnot, you know, we're going to have to be able to run the football. So that's we're constantly working on that running game, trying to improve that.
Well, we know weather indoors this Sunday in Dallas. Again, the Broncos will kick off at 2:25 Mountain Time, Week 5 on the road against Dallas. With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. This has been the Elway Access Podcast presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks on DenverBroncos.com. Have a great week, everyone. Plenty of content all week long and more from Dallas on Sunday.